Perik Oysen Passen has been co-sponsored Le'ilui Nishmas Eitan Ben Zarach Zechroinoi Levracha, dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Mordechai Krauss. May the Torah study learned through these shiurim serve as an everlasting source for his neshama.
The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To download this series of shiurim, as well as hundreds of other recorded shiurim, articles, and video presentations, please visit thehalachacenter.org.
The paradox that we find in the Svarim of Shlomo HaMelech, which is discussed in the daf in front of us, on the one hand, Shlomo HaMelech wrote B'tzirusoi, state that Shlomo HaMelech wrote Sefer Shirashim, B'ziknusoi wrote Sefer Koheles, where the two seem to be opposite. Shirashim is the great song of love between the Rabbeinu Shlalom and Klal Yisrael. Koheles is Kuloi, being Mahabal Elam Azeh, Kuloi Yerushamayim Kuloi, that a person is going to give a din v'cheshmen. There's a day of reckoning after a person lives for everything he's done. Seif Dovra, Kol Nishmor, Zalakim Yerov, Es Mitzvois of Shmor, Kizekala Adam. It's all about Yerushamayim, it's all about din v'cheshmen, it's all about loss and love. These two seem to be a paradox, and the Gemara describes this by saying that he wrote it b'ziknusa b'tzirusa, which does not mean that Shlomo HaMelech was young and enthusiastic, chalila, and then he became old and cynical. What it means is there's two different parts of a person. There are two different koichs and nefeshim, which come to a person. There's a hisgalus of emes and different facets and different focus in avodas Hashem. Both are true, but both come to a person in a different moment of hisgalus, a different moment of revelation. There's a matzav that a person has, which is b'tzi rusoi, where he feels a rush of enthusiasm for dedicating himself to the Rabbeinu Shlalom, to Torah, to Klal Yisrael. And there's a matzav hanefesh, is a state of being, which is called b'ziknusoi, where a person realizes how everything is passing, everything is fleeting. And both are true, both are important, and a person really has to be able to deal with both at the same time. There's a famous chassidish saying, where it says that a person has to walk around in his pocket. He has to have a coin, which on one side says "Bishvili Nivra." A person has to be filled with a tremendous amount of a tremendous feeling of self-importance, in the sense of knowing that everything he does is valuable. He has to have an importance of his own sense of self, to know that he can accomplish great things for the world, to have the confidence to move him forward to accomplish great things in Torah and Avodas Hashem. On the other hand, the other side of the coin, the saying goes, is la'ofarat ha'toshav. A person has to realize that he's transient, he's passing, nothing is going to be left of him, lachamei ve'esim, he has to chaparayim while he's here. And this, as the Chassidish saying goes, the Chochmas HaChaim is to know when to look at which side. And that's really what it boils down to, as far as the B'ziknusa and Tzirusa, and a healthy human being is a blend of both. As far as Divrei Sofrim, which is the subject of the Agadta Gemara on our daf, there's also a paradox of sorts. The Gemara Amid Beis brings the pasuk in Keheles, V'yoysim mehem b'ni Yizor asoy svarim harbe, b'ni Yizor b'divrei Sofrim, yoysim b'divrei Torah, sh'divrei Torah yeshvam aseh v'loysev v'divrei Sofrim kol ha'ifra al divrei Sofrim chayiv miso. Chazal give us a tremendous sense of Yerushalayim when it comes to tampering, being mezalzel in Divrei Chachamim. The Gemara says, "Yesh b'mamish b'mnei l'maloi nichtuvu." Why wasn't? We'll get to this in a second. Why weren't the Divrei Sofrim written? But there's the pasuk in Keheles, which is telling us the yachas that a yid has to have to Divrei Sofrim. The kolayva Divrei Sofrim chay miso. Rabbeinu Yonah speaks about this barichus in the beginning of his discussion of Divrei Sofrim, Shai Gimel of Shai Tshuva. On the other hand, the pasuk of Shir Hashirim, the sefer of Bitzirusa, the sefer of enthusiasm, the sefer of Ava, as opposed to Yira, talks about Ki Toivim Deidecha, the beginning of Shir Hashirim, Yishokenim and Shikas Piu, Ki Toivim Deidecha Miyoyin, and Chazal Dashim, Ki Toivim Deidecha. Deidecha is the advances of the beloved, Kitavim Deidecha, which refers to Divrei Sofrim, Kitavim Deidecha Miyoyin Miyena Shal Torah. More beloved by the Rabbeinu Shalom is the Divrei Sofrim that Klal Yisrael offers to the Rabbeinu Shalom of their own volition. the Kiyum HaTorah and Mitzvahs, which is Mechuyiv in Divrei Sofrim, Takonos and Gzeris in Divrei Sofrim, and Mitzvahs in Divrei Sofrim, as opposed to Divrei Torah, it's more Chaviv the Divrei Sofrim than Divrei Torah. So on the one hand, there's a Yachas with Divrei Sofrim, where we find expressed by Chazal that the love of Klal Yisrael and the enthusiasm of Klal Yisrael for giving themselves for Mesiris Nefesh, for the Rabban Shalom, is expressed specifically in Divrei Sofrim. On the other hand, there's a Yachas of fear, of Yiruv, of stepping back, of offense not allowed to be breached, which is expressed in the Kolayv al Divrei Sofrim Chai Misa. And, like we just said, the truth is both. The Yachas to Dinim Dirabban has to be one of respect, of fear. And on the other hand, there's a feeling of enthusiasm. Let's add one more piece to this. The paradox has to do with a person, the way a Yid should look at the whole Olam Hazeh. On the one hand, this world is a dangerous place. Neshama comes down from the Olam Hazeh, comes into this world, this place, like the Mesillas Yesharim says in the first paragraph, is full of pitfalls. This world is a battlefield full of landmines. Whatever you step on could explode, and you have to pick your way amongst the mines and make sure to make it through the battlefield unscathed. That's Olam Hazeh. Olam Hazeh is a scary place, and there's a yachas which that engenders, which is a yachas of yira. Person has to be afraid. On every tzad or shal that a person turns, there's possibilities for slipping up. The Yetzirah, the Sitra Acher is constantly trying to slip up Klal Yisrael. There's Nisyonis, there's wherever we look, there are ways for us to trip. And because of that, we have to add, and keep on adding, as the days go on, we add more and more Takonis, Siogim, and Gzeris in order to safeguard our Kiyum Teru Mitzvahs. That's on the one hand. That's the Ziknusa, the Kohela's Dika way of looking at Olam Hazeh. On the other hand, Olam Hazeh is a place of Kulei Abba. It's a place a person is born into this world. When a baby is born into this world, it's a tremendous cause for Simcha. Because when we see a child being born, what we see is a world of unlimited opportunities stretching in front of this child. And that's where all of us should wake up every morning when we see the sun shining, or even if it's cloudy and overcast, one should see the sun behind the cloud, behind the showers. And one realizes that life is one great mishta shel simcha with the Rabban Shalom. Life is one great opportunity for growth. Life, every single day in life, is an unfolding adventure of opportunity. And the combination of the enthusiasm, the betzirusoy matzav that a person has to walk around with, and the understanding, the ziknusoy, that a person realizes that there's a caution. On the one hand, the person wants to drive quickly down the highway of life. On the other hand, there's a sign that says, caution, speed bumps ahead. It's both. Life is both. Life is a straight highway on a sunny road, and life is also full of pitfalls and speed bumps, etc. The Gemara, in expressing the fact that Divrei Sofrim, person who's mezalzel on Divrei Sofrim, is chayv misa, the Lashon is very strong, the Gemara is expressing more than just a threat against somebody who's over. The Gemara is expressing something very profound about the nature of Divrei Sofrim. And this fits into what we're saying. The Maral, in the one of the Maral's classic swans, the Sefer Ber HaGoylo, where the theme of the Sefer is showing the depth of wisdom in every one of Chazal's statements. Those that think that Divrei Chazal are just Mishalim, or just general fanciful statements, and they don't realize that every word of Chazal is heavy with meaning. The Maral wrote a whole sefer, a classic, called Ber HaGoylo, to give a proper perspective, a proper chinuch, and how to learn up Divrei Chachom, Divrei Chazal. That's one of the Maral's big themes in all Zvon, but specifically in Ber HaGoylo. And over there, in the Ber HaRishon, the Maral explains that the reason why there's a specific chayiv misa said by Chazal on Kol HaIvur, Kol HaMezalzel Divrei Sofrim, the reason for that is because, he says like this, he says that Ratzon HaBoyrei, as expressed in the Mitzvot HaTorah, the Tayag Mitzvot, is something, he says, which is otherworldly. Dvar Hashem, Tashtei Tzach, by its nature, issues from a world which is not ours. It's from an Olam HaRuchni. We live in Olam HaGashmi. And Dvar Hashem, Atar Eis Ladas, Geshem HaElokim, in order for the Rebbein Shem to come down to give the Torah, there had to be a parting of the Rekia to come down from the Olam HaRuchni into the Olam HaGashmi. By nature, Torah, Ritzoyno Yisborak, is a Dover Ruchni, is Kulay Ruchni. Divrei Seifrim, he says, on the other hand, since it comes from a human mind, Chazal, Beruach, Kotchom, were goyzer, door after door, various takonas to safeguard Kiyum, Torah, Mitzvahs. Divrei Seifrim, by their very nature, is something that Gashmi. It's not Gashmi, it's in the sense of a bag of potato chips, but Gashmi is in the sense of something that has a tfisa, like the Gemara tells us, that Beshosh Shleima Gozar, Erevin, until Sinaim, he, Shleima Melech, created Yodayim for Torah to be Chal. The Divrei Seifrim is so to speak, the handle. What is a handle? A handle is, you have something that's too heavy to grasp, you can't hold on to it. You have a handle by which to hold on to a kli. Torah is something which is otherworldly. Ritzoni is Baruch, is Kulei Ruchni. The kli Gashmi, to hold on to that, in this world, in the world of Gashmi, is the Divrei Seifrim, which give it the ability to be in the sky. This that the Gemara says, if Divrei Seifrim is so important, Mivnei Malo Nichtav, the Gemara says, in the same Gemara, halfway down on Amud Beis, Oma Kroa, Soy Svarim Habe Enkates. The Pasuk tells us that Divrei Seifrim are important in the sense that they are Torah Shebal Peh. Again, what's the Yachas of Torah Shebal Peh and Torah Shebichsav? Maral says the same point. The Torah Shebichsav picture a tree. The roots, which don't exist in the world that we see in front of us, happens to be that in a physical tree growing from the ground, the roots are deep inside the ground. The reason why they don't live in the world that we could see to the naked eye, they're below the ground, is because they're below. In the Olam HaRuchni, when we're talking about a person, when we're talking about Torah, Ki Adam Eitz HaSadah, a person's Shroshim, the Shroshim Nishmosai, where a person is Chotzuv Mitachas Kisei HaKavod, are above. They don't exist in this world. The Koich HaNefesh that we see of a person is only the lowermost part of a person, which emanates into this world. But really, every person has his source as a spiritual entity in worlds that we can't even talk about in words. And the same is true of Torah. Torah is a Dover Ruchni, and it emanates into the Olam HaAsiyah, down through the Olamos, the Olam HaAtzilus, the Olam HaBriah, the Olam HaYetzirah, and the Olam HaYetzirah, the Olam HaBriah, into the Olam HaAsiyah. What we see is the tree, the way we see a tree in this world. We don't see the roots. The roots is Torah Shebichsav. The roots are several. For Tariag roots, there's millions and millions and hundreds of thousands of halachas, the varied details of Torah Shebal Peh. That's the yachas of Torah Shebal Ksav and Torah Shebal Peh. See, the Maral explains again that Torah, in its pure form, Ritzoni Yisborach, and Torah Shebal Ksav, is something which is otherworldly. The Kli, which gives us the ability to connect with Torah, are the halachas of Torah Shebal Peh, which we have a relationship with in this world. More specifically, the Divrei Seifrim, which are conceived by the human mind, even though it's a human mind, Chazal, which was empowered, Beruach Kodshom of Chazal, that they knew what to be Goyzer, what not to be Goyzer, but the Yachas that a person has with it is something that's more physical, which is why, if a person is Oiver, Al Divrei Seifrim, he's Chayv Misa in a way that even Divrei Torah would not be Mechayv, for the very simple reason that the Oynish is something physical, because the Zuzl, Divrei Seifrim, is a Zuzl in something which is physical, which is Nitfas in Olam Hazeh. Zuzl and Dover Ruchni, Cholila, carries with it an Oynish which is otherworldly, which is loss of loving, Olam Habo. Masha'en came, the Chayim Nisa of Divrei Seifrim, is because Divrei Seifrim is something that's here in this world. My friends, the Svarim HaKadoshim tell us in the Shem Havaya, Yud Kei Vov Kei, the Shem Hashem, which carries the different letters are connected to different stages of his galus of Ritzoni Yisborach in this world. The Yud, the first Yud, is connected to Sisrei Torah, that part of Torah which is hidden, which is the super roots of Torah. The Hey, Yud, and then the Hey is Torah Shebichsav. The Vov is the Mishnah, where the Ois Vav is the what's called by the Svarim Vav HaChibur, the letter that connects two different ideas, the letter that connects two different things, the Vav, the V of and, of connection. The Ois HaChibur is the Vav. Why is that? Because the Teresh Baal Peh, the Mishnayis, is that which takes the roots of the tree. This, the Sisrei Teri, which is the source of all Oyer, of all Toiv, of all Torah, and the Hay, which is the Teresh Baal Sav, which has in it Merumis in the Teresh Baal Sav, is all of Teresh Baal Peh. The Vav is the Teresh Baal Peh, the source of Teresh Baal Peh. Ultimately, and that's the real Mokam HaChibur between Olam Hazeh and Olam Habo, the last Hay, which is the emanation of the Shem Havaya down into the Olam Asiyah, down to the world that we live in, is the Pulpula Shel Torah, which is the Gemara, which is the Svaris, the Poiskim, the Kashis, the Terutzim. The way that we connect, that we become a Chubur to the Rebbein Shem's Torah, is not even through a learning of halachas. We can learn halachas, we can know what to do, but the way we become one with Torah is by connecting with the Svaras HaTorah, with the depths of Torah, learning the rationalizing the truth of Torah, and that comes from learning a sugya. A person learns biyun. A person is connected with the give and take, the analytical give and take of a sugya. He's connecting with Torah more than by kiyum haTorah, of keeping the halachas. So really, what we have in front of us in this sugya and Erevin is really a complete picture. This connection, this connection between Av and Yira, this connection between Teresh Uksav and Teresh Baal Peh, Divrei Torah and Divrei Sofrim, Derais and Derabonon, the Olam Hazeh Hayom, the Olam Hazeh Hachtanim, it's all one picture of Shleimus, which the Rebbein Shleimus has given to us. In order to connect with him, we need to be Mishaber to the Chelek HaLamala, we need to create the Kalim for connection with him, and that's the Chelik of Teresh Baal Peh, that's the Chelik of the Pulpula Shel Torah, and that's the Chelik of the Divrei Sofrim, which give us the Yad, as the Gemara says, to connect with the Chelik that's Lamala, that Chelik of Teresh B'Chsav, of pure Ritzon Yisbarach, which exists in the Olam HaZeh.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.